All right. The Battling Billies have it teed up. It's going to be Dalen and Nebgen on the kickoff. And we are underway from Wimberley. It's going to be taken by Gavin Martinez at the 1 yard line. He's got the 10, 15, and then he's going to be swarmed under at about the 17 yard line, call it. And that's where the Texans will take over.
Well, we've seen the last couple weeks here. JoJo's come up and started the football games for us. They've moved the ball pretty well. So it's going to be interesting to see what Wimberley's kind of dialed up on homecoming night, first play. That's always the interesting one to see is, as a coach, you're thinking, okay, what's the first play? You want to get everybody energized. You want to get everybody into the game. And we're going to kind of leave the crowd mic up a little bit for you
sure.
guys tonight to give you a little bit more feel. So if you can't hear us sometimes, I apologize. But I think everybody really should hear it. This crowd tonight is going to be incredible.
We got big mouths. They'll be able to hear us, Jared. Don't worry.
That's accurate.
JoJo now will turn and give it to Hunter Williams up the middle. Nothing fancy on that first play. No gain, though. Second down and 10. Again, we're on the road next week to Bernie for the final non-district contest. Texans, I believe last week they also won the toss and elected to receive. Doug Warren has wanted to give his offense the football right out of the chute. Weeks again, shotgun, back to throw. Looking over the middle, looking deep. He's got a man, and he overshot him in the secondary. He had a step on that defensive back. That was Matt Mitchell, and JoJo just kind of missed him on that pass.
Yeah, I ended up floating on it over to the outside instead of kind of throwing it towards the logo in the middle of the field, just kind of floated on the outside. Matt had a chance at it, but that's a tough catch. and
pretty tough throw, too, isn't it?
Absolutely, 100%.
Third down and 10 now, so Texans third and long on their first drive here tonight. Hunter Williams in the backfield. One step to the right of JoJo. He's got the snap. Pressure. It's going to go over the middle. He's got Mitchell again, and Mitchell almost came up with it, but it was knocked away at the last moment. That might have been the same play, Jared.
I think it was. I think it was the exact same play, and really it ended up the same throw, kind of threw it over his outside shoulder again, and Matt adjusted a little better on that one. And you on those, when he punches the ground and says, man, I should have caught that ball, could have made a big play for the Texans, but slipped through his hands. Pretty good defense right there by the Billy's defensive backs.
Wyatt Mann stands at his four to punt the football away. It's a good snap. It's a low line drive kick. It's going to bounce, though, and take a Wimberley bounce and roll out of bounds near midfield, and that is where Fredericksburg will take over on offense.
Well, and I know that Wimberley's defense has been such something that they've leaned on so much, and you and I were talking about it before the game. I was kind of looking at the pregame at different things, and number six, Sean Rayburn, is not in uniform tonight. He hurt his shoulder, so kind of next man up, hopefully, in that defensive back. Sean was playing such a good year right now. We hate to see him go down, but good recovery for him, hopefully.
Riggs Threadgill will get the start for Fredericksburg in the backfield. And he will give it to his running back, Neil Loth. And Neil is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Actually, he lost a yard. It'll be second down and 11.
Looks like we got a flag on the play already.
Fredericksburg plays two quarterbacks. Let's see what the flag's all about. It's going to be a chop block against Fredericksburg. So pretty good break there for Wimberley early as they back the Billy's up to the 35-yard line. Goodness, it'll be first and 25 now.
Yeah, that's not something that you draw up if you're Fredericksburg's head coach sitting over there thinking, you know, pretty decent field position off of kind of a punt that went off the side of Wyatt's foot, but now you're first and 25 from the 35-yard line.
Threadgill, along with Will Flannery, kind of trade time at quarterback. Here's the give up the middle. That's Tristan Sanchez. Doing a little prep for the game tonight, Jared. And Tristan hadn't carried the ball much this year for Fredericksburg, but he's averaged about 10 yards a carry. 21 carries for over 200 yards.
Man, that's a...
that carry wasn't much, though. It was
he
3 yards.
He ran into Jake Cockerham on that one, and we've known him all year long. He puts his nose in the middle of somebody, and he gets after
he
him.
Does. Threadgill now will step back, try to throw. He's under pressure, though. Gets it out to the right, though, and it's complete on the far sideline. Nice job by Threadgill. That's going to be a gain to the Wimberley 48. It'll be third down and eight now.
Yeah, what looked like a blown play. The two upbacks for they play a three running back set, Fredericksburg does, and so the two what would be blocking backs or fullback positions ran into each other. So Wimberley kind of knew that it wasn't, so good job of the quarterback staying with the throw.
Ian Kendrick on the catch. Threadgill now looking back over to the sideline.
Big third down for Wimberley.
Huge. Third down and eight from the Wimberley 48. Threadgill's going to roll right and throw it right. Had a man and missed him. Skipped it in there to him, Jared. He was wide open and would have had the first down.
Yeah, those are the tough passes when you're rolling out, and he just he didn't get enough on it. I expect we'll see some more of that play right there. That young man was wide open, did a good job of sitting down right at the first down, but just couldn't get him the ball.
Threadgill is also the punter, so make note of that. When the quarterback's the punter, sometimes teams do weird stuff. He's standing at his own 40. High snap over his head. It's a train wreck. Ball's rolling around the 23, and he's going to be brought down near the 20-yard line. Wimberley will have excellent field position. Two late flags after the play there, Jared. Try to explain that. Whatever you explain, that Wimberley will have the ball deep in Fredericksburg territory.
Yeah, what it looked like was the quarterback, Threadgill, tried to get up and maybe run with it a little bit. The play looked like it was whistled dead. Looked like maybe number 79, Luke Snow, came in and hit him, but didn't knock him down. Kind of bear hugged him a little bit. They may be calling this as a personal foul, dead ball foul, and go against Wimberley on this one. I'm not real sure if that's what it's going to be. But
I kind of thought Threadgill might have said something, or they might have had some words after the play. Boy, that snap wasn't anywhere close to him, was it?
No, it was well over his head.
Soared over his head.
He didn't have a chance. He did a good job of just getting on top of it.
Officials are... So offsetting penalties there, Jared. You're right.
Well,
I guess we're kind of both right.
I was going to say the same thing. We were both right. You know, there's very, very few times in this world that we're both right on something.
That's right. Whatever the case, the ball is going to be placed down in the red zone at Fredericksburg's 18-yard line. What a big break for the Texans here early. Just underway, no score from Wimberley. Weeks again in the spread formation. 9:15 left to play in the first quarter. No score, Wimberley and Fredericksburg. And movement by Hunter Williams in that backfield. He was kind of leaning, and he couldn't catch himself there, Jared.
That's the one that, if you're Hunter right there, maybe you just go in motion and act like you're just going to go ahead and go it out. And if it's a running play, just let JoJo take it.
Kind of play it off.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I meant to do that.
Needless, it's first and 15. It didn't work for him. He tried to stop, and he wasn't in stealth mode.
Stealth mode. I'm always in stealth mode. Here's Hunter Williams right up the middle, though, and he's going to have a touchdown. Good grief, he broke the line of scrimmage and went all the way. 23 yards, touchdown, Hunter Williams.
Well, I guess that 5 yards didn't cost him that much.
I guess. Well, it just added 5 yards to his rushing totals, Jared.
He's padding his stats now.
That's exactly what he's doing, Hunter, I believe that's his seventh touchdown of the year. As now Jack Cole will come on and try to add the extra point. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 9:09 left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Wimberley 7, Fredericksburg nothing. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. With board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes and Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans! And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
.9 left to play in the first quarter. Wimberley has taken a 7-0 lead against Fredericksburg. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson along with you. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be taken by Tyler Burns at the 22-yard line to the 25, and he's going to be brought down at the 29-yard line, and that's where Fredericksburg will take over.
Yeah, good tackle right there, number 61, Brady Corbett. And he's out there on special teams, and not a real big return on a kick that you would think you'd get a little bit more.
Boy, we didn't really mention it. Yeah, you're right about that. That was a short kickoff. We didn't really mention the great job that offensive line did on that Hunter Williams touchdown. Good grief, he broke a tackle, and then there wasn't anybody near him, Jared.
No, he could have driven a pickup truck to there, that's for sure. He made one cut, and he was done. But that's what Hunter's infamous for. He's such a guy who is explosive. He puts his left foot in the ground, and he's gone.
Now Will Flannery has come in at quarterback. He's a bigger quarterback. He's going to tuck it under and run. He's got some running room. 35-40, first down, 45. And finally knocked out of bounds, way out at the Fredericksburg 48-yard line. That's a run of about 21 yards, first down.
Yeah, good job of extending the play. He dropped back to pass, had some pressure on the blind side, but ended up stepping up and going through the middle of the line. And Gavin Martinez and Colby Crowder both just kind of chasing him down, ended up for a decent gain right there for Fredericksburg on first down.
Flannery, the shotgun. He's got Loth and Dietrich in the backfield with him. He just keeps it himself, though. Picks up a couple to the Wimberley 49-yard. It'll be yard line. It'll be second down and 8. I was glad to see number 11 come into the game, Jared. Dax Dietrich. I wanted to make sure I said that name tonight. Dax Dietrich.
Dax Dietrich. I forgot that you're a Cowboys fan.
Oh, yeah, Dax. No, it's Dak. Of course, Cowboy, but yeah, that's right.
I see.
How about them Cowboys?
You've always wanted to say a Cowboys game. There it is.
That's right. There you go. Here's Flannery now. He'll turn and give it to Loth up the middle, and he's going to be stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. They very charitably give him the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 8 now.
And these Wimberley linebackers, you know, for the people that aren't here, we talk about them. We give them their name, Ben Garza and Jake Cockerham, and, you know, we say their names when they make solo tackles, but Jake Ockerham has made both of the first two tackles on this one. And if you haven't come out to watch these linebackers, you should come out and watch them. It's a joy to watch these guys play.
And he's not a big guy. Here's Flannery now. They're going to set up the screen pass. They've got running room. 45-40. Look out. 35-30. And down to the 22-yard line with the screen pass. That's Sean Majors. Perfect call for that defensive call, wasn't it, Jared?
Yeah, they ended up blitzing up the middle. Ben Garza, guy we just talked about, comes in on the left-hand side, and that wide receiver screen just left wide open.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Flannery back to throw. They're going to run it again. It's deflected, though. And Fredericksburg's very lucky that thing wasn't picked off. Incomplete.
Yeah, it looked like Trey Manning got a hand on it coming on the outside.
That was the exact same play, wasn't it?
It was. We saw Wimberley do it earlier with the tight end seam up the middle.
I guess if it works, why not?
Don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Nope. Second down and 10 now. Fredericksburg at the Wimberley 22. Flannery back to throw. Now he's going to tuck it under and try to get outside left. He's got the 20, and he's able to step forward to the 17-yard line. That's a pickup of about 5. It'll be third down and 5 now.
Yeah, and this is where we've seen Wimberley so many times really step up big. Ben Garza with the tackle right there. But, you know, you start getting into these into the red zone, and the area for the quarterbacks or the area for the defensive backs to cover the wide receivers is not as big, so that quarterback can't scramble quite as much. So we'll see what Wimberley steps up right here, see if they can stop him at least to a field goal try.
Big play, third down and five. Give it to Loth up the middle and whistles prior to the snap. See what the call is here. False start against Fredericksburg, so another break for Wimberley.
Yeah, that's a big one right there. That's going to make it third and 10. We've seen Wimberley get quite a few of these calls throughout the year on third down, and, you know, if you're Fredericksburg right now, you're thinking, man, we started, you know, we had third down in the red zone, five to go. Now all of a sudden we got third and 10, and we're on the 22. So maybe a screen pass again. Heck, we said it worked once, twice almost.
Ball at the 22, third down and 10. Flannery's looking left and looking long. Flips it over the middle, caught to the five and into the end zone, touchdown. That's the primary receiver for Fredericksburg. Johnny Cleland, 22 yards, touchdown Fredericksburg.
Good poise by the quarterback, really staying in right there and just kind of going through his progressions, taking a look, and fires a strike right on the nose.
Boy, that was a strike, wasn't it? Good protection too, Jared. Let's see what they're going to do now. They look like they're going to go for it. Yep, pitch left. They're trying to go for two, but they're going to be stopped short. They flipped it out to Loth to the left side. Kind of a weird-looking play, and it did not work. So with 7:01 left to play in the first quarter, our score, Wimberley 7, Fredericksburg 6. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
All right, Dalen Nebgen will kick off again for Fredericksburg. Good-looking drive by the Billies there, Jared.
Yeah, we were talking about it at break right there, and that real good drive. Like you said, they were at first and 25 all the way stretched back to their really 35-yard line and ended up putting together a real nice drive, a couple screen passes, and really did it through the air the majority.
No doubt. I would expect Flannery would come back onto the field next time they get the ball. Here's the kickoff. It's a deep one. Gavin Martinez takes it 2 yards deep in the end zone and kneels it down.
You don't see many of those in high school football anymore.
Touchbacks?
Yeah.
Well, you're right about that.
Or at least we don't see many of them. How about that?
He's a linebacker, too. He's the kickoff man. I don't think he's the placement kicker, but we'll see. They didn't have a placement kicker when they went for two there, Jared. I think they were... They were going for the surprise there, I suppose, so early in the game, don't you think?
And they're trying to take that one-point lead.
Now Davin Masur is going to come in for the Texans. So he's going to get some more quarterback time for Doug Warren's team. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, takes it himself up the middle, but he is stuffed after a gain of one.
There was a whole lot of Fredericksburg guys up the middle right there.
Their defense has looked pretty good early on to me, Jared.
You know, minus the 18-yard touchdown run that was obviously set up by a botched punt from Fredericksburg. Fredericksburg has looked like a solid team so far. So that you know, Texas got a one-point lead right here. One run. We're going back to the baseball.
That's right. You're ready for the World Series.
I'm ready for the baseball. Yeah, 1-point lead. So it looks like it could be a back and forth game.
Weeks now back in the game at quarterback. So Doug Warren wanted to run that play with Davin Masur. He's going to hand it to Hunter Williams. Trying to spin forward, but he runs out of room quickly. Picked up a couple out to the 28-yard line. It's going to be third down and 7. We had no running room whatsoever.
Now the outside linebacker on that left-hand side, it looked like kind of a misdirection play. It looked like he could have went to the left, but ended up kind of tucking in behind the line, coming back to the right-hand side, and just didn't have any running room. One of the Fredericksburg defenders got him, and the rest of them just swallowed him up.
Clock moves inside of 6 minutes. Again, third down and 7. Texans leading it 7-6. They've got the ball at their own 28-yard line. Weeks back to throw. Looking. Great protection. Flips it to the left side to Stover. And he got a hand on it, but it falls incomplete. So Texans will be forced to punt. And good protection initially. They were covering Stover pretty well, but he was able to get a hand on it, but that was it.
Yeah, it looked like good protection. It looked like he'd end up just waiting for that play to develop. Stover came in from the right-hand side, had to come all the way across the middle of the field, and just long, long play to go, but just didn't quite make it.
Here's Mann's punt. High, and it's going to bounce at the 39. Take a great Wimberley bounce inside the 30. See where they mark this off. They're going to mark this way back at the 25-yard line. So, gosh, that's going to be about a 50-yard punt there by Wyatt Mann. He didn't kick it that far, but he probably got 20, 25 yards of roll.
Yeah, that's a great punt. And then, you know, really just changes the field for the Fredericksburg offense right here. We saw him, unfortunately, drive from pretty much the same spot to last possession, but really lengthens the field for them and gives the Wimberley defense a chance to make a play and get good field position back for the Texans.
So first down and 10 now for the Billies. The turn and the give up the middle to Loth. And he is able to push forward to about the 34-yard line. Pick up a four, be second down and 6. And it looks like they went back to Riggs Threadgill at quarterback.
Yeah,
bit of a surprise to me, Jared.
I have to agree with you. After the other that we were talking about, pretty big individual, had quite a bit of success on that last drive. So it is a little bit of a surprise they're going back to the original quarterback.
Second down and 6 now. Turn, the give, no, the fake to Dietrich. And Threadgill is able to spin his way forward for not much, maybe 2, possibly 3 yards. Be third down and 3 now from the 32-yard line.
Yeah, Kevin Rutherford got him on the tackle right there. Ended up, he had a lot of room if he would have got by Kevin, but ended up as a good tackle. It's going to end up 3rd and 4, 3rd and 3. And Texans got a chance to really stop him right here and get the ball back, got kind of what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, big play for the Texans defense here. 4:25 left to play in the first quarter. Looks over the middle, hits Dietrich over the middle. First down to the 40 and falls forward to the 41-yard line. First down, Billies, and they certainly have come through on third down here tonight so far.
You know, that's a kind of got the little hot pass right there. I looked down there, and I don't know if I was concerned or what I was trying to figure out, but number 7, Colby Crowder, was on the sidelines for that play. So that's one of their really quality cornerbacks on that play. So I'm not sure if he was maybe just winded, but hopefully he's okay.
Loth, meanwhile, takes the carry off left tackle, and he steps off 7 yards, so it'll be second down and 3. Billy's offense rolling pretty good now. Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Threadgill gives it to his back, Loth again, but he's going to be stopped after a gain of 1. So now decision time for Lance Moffitt, the Fredericksburg coach. 4th down and 2. Marcus says 3.
I think it's 3rd down. I think the hot pass gave him a 1st down.
Okay. 3rd down and 2. So Lance doesn't have to make a tough decision quite yet.
Hopefully right here, though.
Quarterback back to throw. Is going to tuck it under and run. And, yeah, now he'll have a tough decision.
There it is. You were just foreshadowing.
That's exactly right.
You know, Wimberley.
Gained a yard on that play, by the way.
That may be the biggest word I know, by the way. Foreshadowing. Yes, that may be.
Foreshadowing. That's 4 syllables. Wow.
I'm telling you. There's a proud teacher out there somewhere right now.
That's exactly right. They're going to go for it here. Threadgill under center. Now he's going to step back. He's got Loth to his right. 4th down. Long 1. Closer to 2. They're going to quick kick it. Yeah, he punts it away. Nobody back for Wimberley. And the ball goes out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. They're going to call it the 23-yard line, and that's where Wimberley will take over.
We've seen several of those this year. You don't really see the old quick kick very much, but
nope.
We've seen, I think that's the 2nd or 3rd one we've seen this year.
Texans, Doug Warren, of course, being cautious on defense, didn't put anybody deep.
Nah, 4th and 1, midfield. I mean, if you're if you're the Fredericksburg's coach, that's it's kind of a 50-50 toss-up, but if you're Coach Warren, you're stacking the middle, guarding from that quarterback sneak.
So Texans take over on offense with 2:47 left to play in the first quarter. Weeks back at quarterback. He turns and gives it to Stover. Reverse, left side. Not a lot of running room, though. And Clint is stopped in the backfield. Lost a couple of yards, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, the Fredericksburg defense sniffed that one out. They kind of saw it coming across and They saw poor Cade ran into three guys and didn't turn out well for the Texans. 2 yard loss right there.
I keep calling him Clint. There was an Arkansas quarterback named Clint Stover about 15 years ago. How about that?
There it is.
Can't remember where I put my keys, but I can remember goofy stuff like that. Second down and 12. Weeks now. Throw it out right side to Mitchell. Mitchell's got it to the 25. Pounds his way forward to about the 29-yard line, and it'll be third down and 4 now for the Texans.
And good job by Matt right there getting those yards after the contact, too. He ended up carrying a guy a couple yards with him to make it third and 6, or third and 5, actually. But, you know, Wimberly's got to get something rolling right here on the offense. They had the 18-yard touchdown from Hunter, but minus that, they really haven't gotten into a rhythm quite yet.
Third down and 4, it certainly helped their rhythm if they could convert this here. Weeks gives to Williams. Left side, first down and more. 35 outside to the 40. Stiff arms a defender and down to the 43-yard line is Hunter Williams. First down, Texans.
Great run by Hunter, just kind of keeping it inside, and the last minute popping it out to the left. Good stiff arm right there, kind of pushed that guy off of him a little bit and ended up getting about 6 or 7 extra yards, too.
Good patience, too. He waited for that block to develop, didn't he?
Hey, absolutely. He's always got we continue to talk about his explosiveness, but his vision, he keeps his head up. He keeps those legs moving. He's really turned into a dynamic running back.
Minute left to play in the first quarter. Wimberly over Fredericksburg, 7-6. First and 10 at the Wimberly 43-yard line. JoJo Weeks back to throw, looking deep, looking right side, looking for Mann, in and out of the hands of Wyatt Mann. Probably should have come down with that, Jared.
Yeah, that was a good pass by JoJo. Ended up on the outside shoulder. Really the only opportunity for anybody to catch it was for Wyatt, and I know that he's walking back. I can see him just kind of a little bit frustrated with himself. Good throw by JoJo. Those will, big plays like that, they'll come through for you. You just got to keep throwing them.
Well, and it puts that little nugget in the mind of those defensive backs, too, to not be so eager to come cover the run, you know?
Absolutely, 100%.
Second down and 10 now for the Texans. Give is to Williams. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, but that was about it. And make no mistake, that would have been a pretty good catch had Wyatt come down with it. I mean, he got both hands on it, but he was kind of turning around. You're right, it was kind of thrown to the outside a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a tough catch, but I know that if you go back up to Wyatt right now and he's saying, "Hey, man, that one hit me in the hands. I wish I would have caught that
Should've
one.
Caught
it would have been a great play, and obviously this crowd would have been just excited. They would have went nuts for a little while, but they got a third and 10 right here. Still a big drive for them.
Ball at the Wimberly 43-yard line. Weeks going to roll to his right. Looking, he's going to run it now. 45, 50, first down, and inside the Fredericksburg 45-yard line to the 44 is JoJo Weeks.
Yeah, ended up getting a real good block right there on the outside by number 21, Wyatt Mann, to spring him.
That's going to be the last play of the first quarter. See, the Texans are going to come to the sideline now. Our score after 12 minutes of play, Wimberly 7 and Fredericksburg 6. You're listening to Wimberly Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberly Texan football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberly. Online at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Support for Wimberly Texan sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberly, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
104.1 KOWO, LPFM Wimberly, and COOFM.org. The best music on earth.